Our monthly conversation with the town of Star Valley Ranch. Mayor Kathy Byers joining us live over the phone this morning. And Mayor, we got to give another shout out to your snowplow drivers. I saw that Star Valley Ranch has reported nearly an inch short of 4 feet of snow just this month in 13 days. Four feet.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it was interesting. If anyone follows Star Valley weather, it's a pretty accurate numbers as far as how much snow we received in the valley in different parts of the valley. And Alpine beat us by a little. They were at 48.5, but we were at 47, which is amazing to me. So anyway, yes, and that was my first thing, is to thank the plow drivers, because they have been out. They were out on Thanksgiving Day. They were out on New Year's Day. They've been out at 2 in the morning and 10 at night, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that these roads are clear. So thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
Well, and you mentioned this last time we talked, over 30 miles of roads to plow in Star Valley Ranch.
Yeah.
When you compare that to other municipalities around the county, all the other towns are kind of put together a little closer, and Star Valley Ranch is just so far spread out. That's a lot of miles to cover.
Yeah, it is a lot of miles, and it takes them quite a while to do it. And then some of the roads are very strict. Deep and skinny, so it's definitely a different type of challenge than the other towns. There's no doubt about that. So,
Mayor Byers with us this morning with the town of Star Valley Ranch. Mayor, anything else you wanted to mention today?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. I should probably talk a little bit about the Mid Valley Fire District. We had a pretty strong campaign last summer trying to get enough signatures to get that on the ballot, and we didn't quite make it. It's a lot more involved than just signing your name on a document. So it becomes very involved when people are in their properties in a trust, or we had situations where people signed and then we realized later that everything was in the spouse's name who is no longer living. And so all of those things have to be fixed and corrected so they can sign appropriately. So we were a little short. So what we're doing now is kind of a good regroup, and we have now in place a committee, a steering committee of firefighters and people from different parts of that, which would be the Mid-Valley Fire District. And it looks like we're going to start again next summer and try to get enough signatures. I think one of the things that we really missed on was the education piece, and especially the tax portion. The residents of the town, incorporated towns, staying in Star Valley Ranch, pay. We pay through our taxes, but the challenge is the county residents are not as much. And so it's quite frustrating for the town people who are paying and the others. And I don't think the county residents that are at least in this area really understand that they're not really contributing to the fire district as much as the town. So I think there's some education pieces that we really need to get out once I tell people, hey, this is how it really works, who this is who pays. They're kind of shocked. So we just need to do a better job. So that's what's going on. If people are wondering what's going on with the Mid-Valley Fire District, is we haven't given up. We're going to start again in the springtime.
You know, Mayor,
I just wanted to talk about that.
As we've talked to those in the fire department about this, you know, it's not that they're just trying they just want more money. I mean, they're still just trying to make things work because of budget cuts and shortfalls. And so as I understand it correctly, right, this is just a way to keep the department servicing the way that they should be.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly what it is. And if you look at Star Valley, Alpine, there's a fire district in the Alpine area. There's a fire district in Afton. There's just really saying has graciously covered those people in that middle area, and we really need to be a fire district. That's the only way we can go forward and have fire coverage. To be honest with you, it's extremely expensive. I mean, $20,000 just to outfit one firefighter. It's a lot of money.
Wow.
So that's really our future. We just have to convince everyone that's our future.
Fair enough. Mayor Byers with us this morning live on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else today, Mayor?
Nope. Those are the biggest things. We have a little public meeting. I believe it's February 11th. We'll be going back to the state for another water grant and loan. We're just at the very tail end of replacing all of our water lines, and we just have some left. So we want to finish everything up. That was always my goal as mayor, is to get this water done, and hopefully we can do that. So So there's a public meeting February 11th. It'll be in the newspaper in case people are interested.
All right.
That's it.
Mayor Byers this morning with the town of Star Valley Ranch. Thanks so much for your time.